Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you love us so much.
父亲，我们谢谢你，因为你是何等的爱我们。
You are with us this morning.
今天早晨你与我们同在。
You are our God, our Savior, our Lord.
你是我们的神，你是我们拯救者，你是我们的主。
But we all worship you, we all adore you.
主，我们来敬拜你，我们来爱慕你。
Thank you that you give us chance that we can have fellowship with one another and with you.
主，我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会，我们和彼此有交通，我们能与你有交通。
We pray that you bless this time as your people gather in your presence.
主，我们祷告，你来祝福我们下面的时间，当我们一同聚在你的面前的时候。
And you speak to us, your spirit touch each one of us.
你对我们的心来说话，愿你的灵来摸着我们每个人的灵。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
Among your people and in this earth.
在你的百姓中间，在这个地上，你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, thank the Lord this morning that we have a chance to worship the Lord together.
我们感谢主，今天早晨我们可以一起来敬拜我们的主。
Last time we had a chance to share someone with brothers and sisters.
上一次我们有机会跟弟兄姊妹们一同来分享诗篇第一篇。
Now we consider the secret of the blessed man.
那我们来思想这个蒙福的人的秘密。
Yeah, his delight is in the law of the Lord.
他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Yeah, that leads him unto the way of the righteous.
这个喜爱带领他走在这个义路上面。
And his life become fruitful.Meaningful and steadfast.
他的生命就成为那个多结果子的生命，他生命成为有意义的生命，他的生命也是坚定不移的。
Yeah. Now this time I felt the Lord wants me to share Psalm 2 with you.
今天我感觉主要我来分享诗篇第二篇。
When I was a young believer, I felt difficulty with this Psalm.
当我刚刚信主的时候，对这首诗篇我实际上是有一点困难的。
It seems to me it's a prophecy andIt's talking about something in the future and it's hard to apply to our life.
这好像是一首预言的诗歌，它好像是讲到将来的事情，好像跟我们的生活没有直接的关系。
But thank the Lord, lately I felt the Lord spoke to me through this song.
但是感谢主，最近主借着这诗篇对我来说话。
And allow me to see some of the riches in it.
帮助我看见这诗篇里面的一些的丰富。
It's actually very rich. I don't think we have time to talk about everything.
这首诗篇实际上是很丰富，我们今天也许没有足够的时间能够讲各个方面。
Yeah, so we'll just touch a few points.
我们只是来分享一些的点。
But first of all, let's read the Psalm 2 together.
我们先来读这个诗篇第二篇。
So I will read in English. This is the ESV translation and then my brother will read in Mandarin.
我先来读英文的，我弟兄会翻译成中文的。
Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain?The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in the region. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying,As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You should break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces, like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings,Be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
诗篇第二篇，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们， 在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。受膏者说，我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地级赐你为田产，你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，当全畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当全战惊而快乐，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Yeah, so for this psalm, it's to understand this psalm, we actually should see this psalm has four stanzas.
为了理解这首 诗篇，我们把这首诗篇分成四个部分。
Each stanza has three verses.
每一个部分有三节。
Yeah, so actually, if you look at that way, you find it's very clear that four sections. The first section, the first stanza is the rebellion of the world.
第一个部分就是讲到这世界的反叛。
And the second stanza is from verse 40-6, is the Lord's answer to that rebellion in the region.
第二个部分是从第四节到第六节，就是神在这个轻蔑中来回答他们。
Yeah. And the third stanza is from verse 7-9, that is the anointed, the king, declares the decree of the Lord.
第三部分是从第七节到第九节，就是受膏者来传圣旨。
And the fourth stanza is the last three verses is the warning to the rulers of the earth.
最后一部分就是第十节到第十二节，就是对着世上的审判官的警告。
Yeah, so if brothers and sisters, if you read that way, you find it very clear. And then, so today I'm not here to explain the whole psalm, but I have a few points I'd like to share with you.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你们这么读的话呢，就会非常清楚。但今天的话呢，我可能不是就是要这么详细的讲，那今天的话，我只是讲几个重要的点。
Yeah, I think I'll have 5 points if the time allows.
今天的话，如果时间够的话呢，我会讲五个点。
Now the first one is about the rebellion of the nations.
第一点的话是关于这个世界的国家的审判，国家的背叛。
Yeah, since the fall of Adam, man wants to go his own way.
自从亚当堕落之后，人要走他自己的路。
Now, in this world, we may have the best education, the best political system or legal system, the best of everything.
在这世界上面，我们有最好的教育，我们有最好的这个政治系统，我们有最好的这个其他的很多东西，我们都很好。
Yeah, but if a man's not willing to yield to God, we can see at the end, he's still rebellious to God.
但是如果人在神面前不能服下来，那么这个人就是悖逆的人。
So here we see the rebellion is against the Lord and his anointed.
这里我们看见我们人向着我们主的背叛，向着主的受膏者的背叛。
Yeah, because God's way is to redeem, to reconcile, and to restore man through his anointed.
因为神的这个旨意，神的道路就是要把人赎回来，这个救赎是借着那个受膏者来成就的。
Yeah, but man says, no, don't bother me. I don't want God. I don't want God's Redeemer. I don't want God's Anointed.
但是人说，不，谢谢你说，我不要被救赎，我不要这个救赎主，我不要神的受膏。
So, because the enemy deceived human.
因为仇敌欺骗了这个人类。
That we think we don't need a God. We can build a man-made heaven, man-made paradise.
让人觉得说我们不需要神，我们可以靠自己的手，我们来建人自己的天堂，然后来建人自己的美好的世界。
And that's why you see here that it says the nations rage and the people plot in vain, and the kings and the rulers they all counsel together.
这里你看见说，这里人在这里争闹，人在这里谋算，人在这里商议，他们要来抵挡这位受膏者。
Yeah, man is against God.
这人类在这里要来抵挡这位神。
And then they say, let us burst their bounds apart and cast away their cords from us. That's in verse 3.
这底下也这里说，他们说要挣开他们的捆绑，要脱去他们的绳索。
So we see that it's kind of interesting. You see that they talk about that they feel the limitation by God.
这里你看很有意思的是说，这个人觉得好像神在限制他们。
Yeah, maybe we all have some kind of thoughts like this. Maybe, for example, we, especially when we are younger, right, we wish that we were born, maybe we wish we were born prettier or more handsome.
也许我们每个人都有这样的感觉，特别在我们年轻的时候，我们都觉得我们好像受限制，我们希望我们生下来的时候长得更漂亮，更聪明。
Or maybe taller.
那也许长得更高一点。
Smarter.
更聪明一点。
A different gender.
或者甚至不同的性别。
We different parents. We wish we have different parents. Or different siblings.
或者我们希望我们有不同的父母亲，或者我们不同的兄弟姊妹。
Yeah, we're not happy with what we have.We're made of, and we're not happy of what we've been put into.
我们对我们所有的所在的环境，我们好像不快乐，不满足。
So to the non-believers, these are all limitations and burdens. Feels like a harsh bonds and cords from God.
对这些外邦人来讲的话，这些好像就是那个限制，那些好像是严酷的环境。
Yeah, but if we come to know the Lord personally.
但是我们如果认识这位主
，We should find these limitations are the cords of kindness and the bands of love.
我们就发现说，这些的环境，这些的限制，其实是神给我们的慈神爱所。
Yeah, that is in Hosea chapter 11, verse 4.
这是何西阿书里面十一章四节里面。
So, I'll leave that to brothers and sisters to read by yourself.
我请弟兄姊妹自己来读这些经文。
But so this cord and these bands.Is the purpose that God put these limitations in our life is to lead us to His goodwill.
这些慈神爱所之所以在我们的生命中，是为了把我们带到他的那个爱的里面、旨意里面去。
Yeah, do you remember Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11?
我们还记得耶利米书二十九章十一节这里说吗
？For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.To give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们幕后有指望。
And we remember the Lord promises that His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
我们也记得主跟我们说，他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
But then, what's the secret that we can have an easy yoke in our life?
但在我们的生命中，我们要经历这个轻省的这个轭，这个秘密是什么呢？
The secret is very simple, is to co-yoke with him.
这个秘密就是与他一同负轭。
When we saw that these are like, we felt like these are all that God put a burden in our life, put the responsibilities, limitation in our life that we cannot handle.
如果我们看见这个环境是神放在我们身上的重担，那些责任，那些限制，我们好像是不能够承担起来的。
Then we forgot he never intended for us to take.Just by ourselves.
那是因为说我们忘记了神从来没有意思是要我们自己独自一个人来担当这些重担。
He intended us to co-yoke with him.
他的设计呢是说我们要与他一同负轭。
Yeah, when we co-yoke with our Lord Jesus, we find the yoke is easy and the burden is light.
当我们与我们的主一同来负轭的时候，我们就发现说他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
And then, so come back to this, we find their plot, their rage, their counsel are futile. It's all in vain.
我们回到这个诗篇里面，我看见说他们的争闹、他们的商议、他们的抵挡，就是没有结果子的，是无用的。
For the Lord has already set His king on Zion, His holy hill.
因为我们的主已经说他是那位君王，他在锡安做那位君王。
That the Lord in Isaiah 46 verse 9 and 10, I really love that verse, but we don't have time to read.
对，以赛亚书四十六章九到十节，这里是非常好的一句话。
But here said the Lord says He declares the end from the beginning.
这里主说他从起初指明末后的事。
So the Lord already said all these things. Whatever the enemy wants to do is in vain.
我们的主已经说了，不管仇敌要做什么事情，这些都是无用的，没有结果的。
Thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
So second thing we want to consider is the anointed.
第二件事情我们要来思想的就是那个受膏者。
Now the Hebrew word, this word that actually pronounces Meshach.
这个在希伯来文里面，这个字翻译成应该是弥赛亚。
Yeah, that meaning is anointed, and then that's how the word Messiah, that's how we got the word Messiah.
对，这个意思是受膏者，但翻译出来是弥赛亚的意思。
Or when it's translated to Greek, it's translated as Christ.
当翻译成希腊文的时候，就是基督的意思。
Yeah. So thank the Lord. This word, we know that this word means to consecrate person.
这个字的意思就是里面有奉献的人，奉献的意思。
Yeah. That's分别为圣。Yeah. So that is so and then in the Old Testament, we found that actually it was used to refer to.For example, in the Leviticus, it was referring to priests.
对，这个受膏者的意思就是分别为圣的意思，在这个利未记里面，专门特指来祭司是指祭司。
And in the book of the First and Second Samuel, we find it was used on Saul first, and later it was referring to David.
在撒母耳记上和记下，我们看见说这个词首先用在撒母耳的身上。那后来用在这个大卫的身上。
And it was also used once on Cyrus of Persia Empire.
这个词也用在这个波斯帝国的古列王的身上用了一次。
Yeah, but here we in Psalm 2 we know this is referring to Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
但是诗篇第二篇，我们这里的受膏者，我们知道是指我们的主耶稣基督说的，是神的儿子。
And when we consider this anointed, we found that we also have such a privilege that we are also anointed.
当我们来思想这个受膏者这个字的时候，我们发现说我们也得到同样的特权，我们也是受膏者。
Yeah, I think brothers and sisters are all familiar with what Apostle John said in his letter.
我们知道弟兄姊妹们也许都很熟悉这个我们保罗使徒保罗在他的书信里面提到的这个经文。
Sorry, Apostle John.
哦，约翰。
Yeah, so in 1 John chapter 2, I'll just quickly read that. Verse 2 and 20. I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 20 says, You have been anointed by the Holy One.
你这个在约翰正在约翰一书一章二十几节里说，你已经被圣灵所膏抹。
Yeah, and then also in verse 27, I believe we are all familiar with, it says, The anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie.Just as it has taught you, abide in him.
就你们所受的圣灵的膏抹是真实的，你不需要别人来教你们，你们自己就知道神所说的。
Yeah, sorry for my brother, give him a hard time. But I think there's a consider that question for us is, do we cherish and honor such anointing?
这个问题就是说，我们到底有没有宝贝这样的一个膏抹？
When David was persecuted by Saul.
当大卫被扫罗来逼迫的时候
，We remember twice, two times, Saul. I'm sorry, David had a chance to kill Saul.
我们记得有两次，大卫有这样的机会能够把扫罗给杀了。
But he honored the anointing of the Lord.
但是他很尊重神的这个受膏者。
So he dared not to harm Saul.
他不敢亲手来杀害扫罗。
And you know what this action and thought that David had really pleased the Lord.
你知道吗？大卫有这样的思想，大卫有这样的决定，实在是很讨神的喜悦。
So we should follow the teaching of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要来跟随这个圣灵的膏油的教导。
Yeah, and just as the hymn that we sang earlier, you should walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌里面说，我们行走要行走在圣灵的安慰中。
And then the third thing that I want to share with you is from verse 7 says, Today I have begotten you.
然后在这个第二章这个诗篇第二篇的第七节里面提到，今日我已经生你。
Yeah, so this begetting here is refers to the Lord's resurrection.
这里生的意思是指主耶稣的复活。
Yeah, so I'll leave so this is in Acts chapter 13, verse 33.
在这个使徒行传十三章三十三节这里说
I'll leave that to brothers and sisters to read.
我请弟兄姊妹们自己来读。
And the book of Hebrew also quoted this verse twice.
在希伯来书也引用了这节经文两次。
It's in Hebrew chapter 1 verse 5 and chapter 5 verse 5.
是在希伯来书第一章第五节和希伯来书第五章第五节。
So brothers and sisters, we know if a Bible verse is being quoted a couple times, it's really important.
弟兄姊妹们，大家都知道说，如果一节经文被引用了多次，这是一节非常重要的经文。
So I'll leave those two brothers and sisters to read.
我要把这些经文留给弟兄姊妹们自己来读。
But overall, we see that this tells us this birth or this begetting is very special.
但是呢，这里就告诉我们说，这个生，对吧？这里的出生是一个非常特殊的，有特殊的意义。
It means the life of Christ that overcomes death.
是告诉我们说，这里是基督的生命能够胜过死亡。
It tells us that this life is the most excellent and is the glorious, glorified life.
这个生命是最超越的生命，这个生命是最荣耀的生命。
And this life is that only such life that he has.So he can be appointed to serve God as the high priest.
只有拥有这样子的生命，他才能够成为那个大祭司。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should consider our rebirth, our born again, is a marvelous birth also.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也要来思想，我们的重生是一个非常奇妙、伟大的一个出生。
For we are born by the Holy Spirit, and His resurrection life dwells in us.
我们是被圣灵生出来的。然后主耶稣基督的复活的生命就住在我们的里面。
Therefore, even though we may go through great difficulties, hardship, failures, or even backsliding, that we seem to be swallowed by the enemy and death.
所以即使我们经历了一些难处，一些很大的困难，甚至是后退、落后，我们都不要怕。
Yeah, we think we'll be, we're defeated, but thanks be to God, His resurrection life in us give us the victory.
好像看起来说我们要失败了，我们要被仇敌吞吃了，但是他，我们主耶稣基督的复活的生命在我们里面，要给我们胜利。
Not that we can be overcomers by ourselves.
不是说我们靠着自己能够成为那个得胜者。
But He can make us more than conquerors by His resurrection power.
但是借着我们主耶稣基督复活的能力，我们就能得胜有余。
Yeah, so I have two verses for brothers and sisters to consider.
我这里有两节经文要给大家来分享。
The first is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18.
第一处是以弗所书第一章第十八节。
And the first part says, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you.
这里说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
If we know this resurrection life is in us, we find that this truly that we have such a great hope.
如果我们真实的知道说这个复活的生命在我们里面，我们就能够有那个真实的盼望。
Yeah, the second part is same chapter, verse 19 to 20. And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might?That he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
第二处是以弗所书一章十九到二十节，这里说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Yeah. So this is about the birth.
这就是关于主耶稣的那个出生。
The resurrection. Yeah. Now, number four is, in verse eight.
第四点的话讲到是第八节。
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.
你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
We know the whole world, the whole earth belongs to God.
我们知道整个世界都是神的。
He's the rightful owner.
他是那个真正的那个主人。
But here he wants his anointed king to ask for inheritance.
但这里的话呢，他要那个受膏者来求这个基业做他的产业。
Yeah, this is very interesting.
这是很有意思的一件事情。
Because we can see there's a contrast.
我们这里看见一个很明显的对比。
We know the enemy never gets anything legally.
我们知道仇敌从来不是合法的占有任何东西。
He came to steal.To kill and to destroy.
仇敌来了就是来杀害，就是来毁坏。
He gets it by deceiving.
仇敌是用着这个欺骗的手段来得到的。
He gets it by force.
他又通过用暴力来得到的。
But here we see on the other hand, our Lord, He does everything, according to the legal process.
但是呢，
so to speak.
这里看见说我们的主，他做的每一件事情都好像都是合法的。
He paid the ransom.
他付了赎价。
He redeemed us.
他把我们赎回来。
So he has the authority. He has all the rights
他有那个权柄，他有那个主权。
And now all he needs is to ask.
现在他所需要做的就是来求。
So we see here that our God, our Lord, he honors God and he honors God's law, he honors God's way.
这里看见我们的主，他尊重我们的父亲，他尊重父亲的律法，他尊重父亲的方法。
Yeah, he regains his belongings by the legal process, while all the enemy does is lawlessness.
我们的主是通过这个合法的途径把他的产业再赎回来。
So here, we also should consider this ask.
这里我们再来思想说这个求。
This ask is not just for a daily need, or, you know, or very general necessity.
这里的求的话呢，不是说我们每天的需要，不是好像泛泛的求。
Yeah. Here the ask is for God's possession.
这里说要求的是求神的产业。
So I think a question for us,is how much do we ask for the Lord?
这里对我们来说我们有个问题，就是我们到底为了神的国度我们求了多少呢？
How much do we ask for the honor of his name?
我们为了来遵从父的名，我们到底求了多少呢？
How much do we ask for his kingdom?
我们到底为了神的国度求了多少呢？
How much do we ask that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
关于要求神的旨意在地上成就，如同在天上，这一点我们到底求了多少呢？
If maybe we remember, the Lord told Joshua at his old age.
我们记得在我们的主来教导我们的约书亚，在约书亚年老的时候，
He told him that there remains yet very much land to possess.
我们的主告诉约书亚说，还有许多未得之地。
Isn't that the same in our life as well?
对我们每个人来讲，在我们的生命中是不是有同样的情景呢？
Do you ask the Lord for that you ask the Lord for your family, for your neighbors, your co-workers, for brothers and sisters, for people that you know?
你有没有跟主求，求你的家庭，求你的邻居，求你的那个同事，求你的亲戚朋友，为他们来代求呢？
What that means that you ask so the Lord can possess them.
你为他们求，主就可以得到他们。
I remember this story. When I meditate this, I found the Lord reminds me the story of Paul in the stormy sea.
当我在思想这段经文的时候，我就想起来保罗当年在这个海上遇到狂风暴雨的时候，那时候他怎么做的？
Yeah, that's in the book of Acts, chapter 27, and I'll leave that to brothers and sisters to read.
那是在使徒行传27章里面。我那弟兄们自己来读。
So everyone lost the hope.
在那个时候，在那个船上，每一个人都失去了盼望。
Paul prayed overnight.
保罗祷告了一整夜。
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
主的天使对他来显现。
And so later when he told the everyone on the boat, he says that you will all be saved. And the Lord promised that he will give me the everyone in this boat.
第二天当保罗跟同船的人讲的时候说，每一个人的船上每一个人他的生命都是安全的，因为主已经把每一个人的生命都给他了。
Yeah, see he asked.
我们这里看见说保罗为他们代求了。
We should ask also.
我们也需要来代求。
Yeah, so unfortunately my time ran out. So I don't know, maybe in the future we'll have more chance to consider other points in this book.
我的时间用完了，所以也许下一次有机会的话，我们再来分享其他的点。
But we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
The purpose of the prophecy, if we consider this psalm as a prophecy.
如果我们看这首诗篇是一个预言的诗篇，那么这个预言的目的是什么呢？
Is to bring us to know the Spirit of Christ.
这个目的就是让我们把我们带到来认识基督的灵这一点上面来。
May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters.
愿主来祝福弟兄姊妹们。
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
让我们早晨可以一同在聚集他面前。
That we can gather before his presence this morning.
也感谢主，我们今天早晨会有诗篇的宴席。
And thank the Lord for giving us this chance to consider some psalms.
因为这次主也是感动我来交通另外一篇诗篇。
Because the Lord has also moved me to share on another psalm.
我们知道在圣经里面诗篇是神赐给我们一个非常宝贵的经文。
we know that the Psalms are very precious scriptures that the Lord has given us in the Bible.
神感动这些诗篇的作者, 把他们生活的经历对神的认识都用诗的形式写出来。
And the Lord has moved certain of these psalmists to express their experiences with the Lord through their writing.
我们认识有机会读到诗篇的时候，我们心里实在觉得非常的饱足。
And whenever we have the opportunity to read the Psalms, we feel that they are very precious.
那我们知道诗篇总共有150篇。
We know that there are 150 Psalms.
弟兄姐妹读诗篇的时候，可能也注意到说，不是每一篇，但是有些诗篇呢是有一个标题。
And brothers and sisters, we have noticed that not all of the Psalms, but some of the Psalms have some kind of annotation or a note.
Title, sorry. 那在这个标题里面，有时候会讲到说作者是谁。
And sometimes the title will say who the writer was.
也会讲到说，甚至有些会讲到说这他做这个诗的背景。
And sometimes they'll give a little bit of background on the song.
有些呢，甚至会说要用什么样的乐器来配合。
And sometimes it will indicate what kind of instruments ought to accompany the song.
或者说要用什么样的音调来唱这首诗。
Or even what notes or scale to use.
我们今天要来交通的45篇呢，就有这样一个标题。
And the song that we are considering today has such a title.
也因为时间关系，我们只交通其中的几节经文。
And due to time, we'll only share a few verses from this song.
我们先把这几节经文念一遍，那这个标题我们也一起来念一遍。
So let's read the verses and also the title.
诗篇45篇的标题，可拉后裔的训诲诗，又是爱慕歌，交与灵长，调用百合花。
Let's read the title for Psalm 45, for the music director, according to the Shoshanim, a maskil of the sons of Korah, a song of love.
我们再来读第一节。
And let's read verse 1.
我心里涌出美词，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。
Psalm 45:1. My heart overflows with the goodly matter. I speak the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
第二节，你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠，所以神赐福给你，直到永远。Verse
2, you are the most handsome of the sons of mankind. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们从这个诗篇的题目里面，标题里面看见呢，这个诗篇是可拉后裔所作的。
From the title, we can see that the writers of this psalm are the sons of Korah.
当然我们得知道这是神的圣灵感动他们写下来的。
You know that they were moved by the Spirit of God to write this.
那在这个题目里面也提到这个诗的性质是训诲诗。
And also it mentions that the psalm is a maskil.
那这个字的原文呢，其实也有那个默想、沉思的意思。
And the original language, it has a meaning of connotation of contemplation or meditation.
那我们感谢主，这就是神在这里提醒我们一个非常重要的一个读神话语的一个关键。And
so here God is directing us to see the right kind of attitude we ought to have as we approach the word.
因为我们对神的话语的确需要我们来沉思，来默想。
Because before the word of God, we truly ought to contemplate and to meditate.
我们实在感谢主。I
thank the Lord.
当我蒙恩得救之后，神是在借着许多弟兄姊妹帮助我们，看到说读经的重要。That
after I was saved, many brothers and sisters showed me the importance of reading the word.
所以我们弟兄姐妹也真是在主面前好好学习，我们也说尽量花时间我们来读主的话。So
brothers and sisters, we ought to be exercised before the Lord and to spend time reading His word.
所以这是好的。This
is a good thing.
那在这里呢，主也接着说告诉我们，我们是应该来，也不仅如此，我们应该也来默想，来。 思想神的话语。And
God wants us to meditate and to think about His word.
也就是我们应该把一些时间分别出来，也就是在我们的思想里面，我们把神的话来想一遍。That
we ought to set aside time so that in our thoughts we can mull over His word.
那这个默想其实对我们是很有帮助的。Now
meditating is very helpful to us.
因为我们知道神造我们有灵、有魂、有体三个部分。
Because we know that God made us in three parts, the body, the soul, and the spirit.
那在我们的魂里面，我们是有很多的思想在那边运行着。
And in our soul, there are a lot of thoughts just swirling around.
所以呢，如果我们可以把那个思想来集中在思想神的话语上面，其实对我们是有很大的帮助。
And so if we could focus our thoughts on the word of God, that would be very helpful to us.
因为神的话的确是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Because the word of God is the lamp before our feet.
所以说我们能够默想神的话语的时候，我们就是让神的话来充满我们整个心思。
And so when we think about the word of God, the purpose is to allow it to fill our thoughts.
所以感谢神在这个题目里面，在 这篇诗篇的题目里面告诉我们说，这默想神的话是一个很重要的我们的经历。
And so this title indicates to us how important it is to meditate on the word of God.
然后这个题目里面也讲到说，这些诗篇是神感动可拉后裔所写下来的。
And the title also indicates that the song was inspired, the sons of Korah were inspired by God to write this.
那我们就想说是谁是可拉。
So the next question is, who is Korah?
我们知道在可拉呢是出现的时候是在弥数记十六章那里。
The Korah first makes an appearance in Numbers chapter 16.
因为弥数记十六章第一节那里讲到可拉事实上是利未人。
And there it indicates that Korah is a Levite.
因为那里讲到说利未他生了歌侠。
And a Levite, sorry.
Begot. Go.
Son of.
Oh, yeah.
Izar? Son of Kohath? Son of Levi?
Yeah. 歌侠是利未的儿子。
Oh, Kohath. Kohath was the son of Levi.
以斯哈是歌侠的儿子。
And Izar was the son of Kohath.
可拉呢是以斯哈的儿子。
And Korah was the son of Izar.
所以换句话说，就我们现在世俗的话，就是我们知道可拉是利未的曾孙。
So Korah was the great grandson of Levi.
那我们知道，所以可拉是利未人。
So Korah was a Levite.
那我们感谢主，刚才我们弟兄也讲了说，利未支派是让神所特别分别出来来服侍神的。
Now, as our brother mentioned, the Levites were especially set apart to serve God.
那其实啊，神当初原初的心意，当他领以色列人出埃及的时候
，Now God's original intent when He led the Israelites out of Egypt，
他的心意是愿意所有的以色列人都来侍奉神。
His intent was for all of the Israelites to serve Him.
但是很不幸的是，后来发生了牛犊的事情。
But unfortunately, there was the incident with the golden calf.
所以呢，在那个情况之下，神就呼召说，谁愿意？神就借着摩西呼召说。谁愿意站在神的这一边？
And so after that, God made a call through Moses, asking who was willing to stand on God's side.
就只有利未人来到神的面前。
And only the Levites were willing to stand by God.
所以说，可以说是神那个时候呢，就把利未人分别出来来侍奉他。
So it was at that time that God set apart the Levites to serve Him.
但是我们也知道，神原初的心意，事实上愿意所有人。所有神的儿女都应该侍奉他。
But we know his original intent was for all of his children to serve him.
所以到我们今天新约的时候，我们现在也很清楚，我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都是在神面前的君尊的祭司。
So in New Testament times, we ought to be very clear that we are all priests before God.
所以不管怎样，我们知道回到旧约的时代，那时候神对利未人把他们特别分别出来，所以要利未人做一个在神面前有一个见证。
But in the Old Testament times, the Levites were especially set apart before God as the testimony.
但当我们读民数记十六章的时候，我们那里看到记载可拉，事实上是一件不光荣的事情。
But as we read the account in Numbers 16, we see that there was something unpleasant that happened.
因为可拉是利未人，他是来服侍神的。
Because Korah, as a Levite, his responsibility was to serve God.
但是在十六章那里记载，我们发现。可拉没有顺服神在地上所立的权柄。
But we see in chapter 16 that the Korahites did not respect the authority that God had placed on this earth.
Okay. 所以换句话说，就是没有顺服神。
In other words, they did not obey God.
因为利未人是做一个在神面前应当做一个美好的见证。
Because Levites, they ought to have been a beautiful testimony before the Lord.
所以在不顺服神这件事情上，我们看见神就给了一个非常大的刑罚。
And so we see that God gave them a great punishment in reaction to their disobedience.
所以我们看到民数记十六章那里记载说是地开了口把可拉和他的同党吞灭。
And so number 16 it tells of how the earth opened up beneath them and swallowed up the Korites.
所以这是一个非常严重的一个严肃的一个刑罚。
And we see just how severe a punishment this was.
所以我们在想说如果我个人按照我肉身来说如果我的祖先做了这样一件不光荣的事。
And so for myself, if I knew that my ancestors had done such a terrible thing,
那我可能就会避免谈到我祖先的事。
I probably would never want to talk about my ancestry.
因为我可能会甚至觉得很羞愧想说哦跟别人说哦我是他的后代。
Because I would feel ashamed that I was their ancestor.
但是很奇妙的我们看见诗篇四十五篇其实还有许多其他诗篇的确只就说到是可拉后裔所写的诗。
But what's interesting is that there are many psalms that are written by the sons of Korah.
所以这实在让我们可以得到一个得到一些从神话里面得到一些认识神的机会。
And so this gives us an opportunity to know the Lord through the scripture.
因为我们知道说到了民数记二十六章的时候。
Because we know that by Numbers chapter 26,
在那里呢又再提到一次可拉背叛的事情。
It once again mentions the rebellion of the Korites.
但是在民数记二十六章有一节非常宝贵的经文就是二十六章十一节。
But in the midst of that, there's a very precious verse in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11.
那里写说然而可拉的众子没有死亡。
It says, however, the sons of Korah did not die.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
从这节经文我们至少可以看到神的两点性情。
Just from this verse, we can see two characteristics of God.
第一个就是神的怜悯。
First is his mercy.
我们知道神的刑罚永远不是神的目的。
We know that God's ultimate purpose is never to punish.
因为神的刑罚只是要来警戒我们这后来的人。
His punishment ought to serve as a warning for those who come after.
好叫我们可以从这些刑罚里面看见神原来的心意。
So that from this punishment, we might be able to see his original intention.
所以我们看见这节讲到说可拉的众子没有死亡。
So here it says, the sons of Korah did not die.
这是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
因为神的怜悯就是要使给他们有一个存活的机会。
Because his mercy was to give them another chance to live.
好叫他们能够回到神的路上。
That they might return to God's way.
对于神的怜悯我们知道先知耶利米也有很深的体会。
Concerning God's mercy, we know that the prophet Jeremiah had an intimate understanding of it.
因为当那时候以色列人不顺服神结果最后全部被掳走之后。
Because during that time, while the Israelites were in rebellion and ultimately were exiled,
那时候耶利米在看到耶路撒冷这个城的残破。
And as Jeremiah looked upon the ruin of Jerusalem,
所以他就写了耶利米哀歌。
And so he wrote the book of Lamentations.
我们相信我们先知的心情实在是非常的悲痛。
And we know that even maybe today our hearts are...
That Jeremiah, his
heart was full of suffering.
但当他写耶利米哀歌的时候我们看见他真是认识到神的怜悯。
But we can see from what he wrote in Lamentations that he truly understood the mercy of God.
那一首诗歌也是我们以前常唱的。
And that's a song that we used to sing often.
就是耶利米哀歌里面出来的。
And it comes from Lamentations.
因为那里讲到说他的怜悯不至断绝。
There it says, his mercies never come to an end.
每早晨这都是新的。
They are new every morning.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天在神的面前我们每天早晨我们应该先来感谢神赞美神。
Before the Lord, every morning we ought to wake up and praise him first.
我们可以这么说我们之所以有这口气今天还有这口气就是神的怜悯。
Because every breath that we may draw today is by the mercy of God.
那除了这里讲到没有死亡从这里我们看到神的怜悯另外一点我们可以看到神的恩典。
So from this we can see God's mercy, but we can also see his grace.
因为神的怜悯让我们不致死亡但是神其实不是只让我们不死而已。
It is out of his mercy that we do not perish, but that is not all that he intends of us.
因为神向着我们有一个恩典。
because he has also extended to us his grace.
因为他要拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
因为我们知道彼得后书三章九节那里有讲到说，神是不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
In 2 Peter 3:9, it mentions that God is not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
所以神真是愿意我们每天都能够把我们的道路归正到神的道路上面。
So could we every day, place our path, on the path of God?
我们感谢神，这是神给我们的恩典。
We thank him for this grace.
所以我们从这节经文，我们大概可以看出来，为什么可拉的后裔说我们是可拉的后裔。
So from these verses, we can say, we can see how we might identify with the sons of Korah.
Yeah, 我们相信可拉的后裔真是被神得着。
Because we see how the sons of Korah were truly, gained by the Lord.
所以他们对神的认识到他们真是不怕说他们是可拉的后裔。
To the point where they were not ashamed to, confess that they were sons of Korah.
因为他们要借着这样说来见证神的怜悯，见证神的恩典。
Because through saying this, identifying us as sons of Korah, they could point to God's mercy and grace.
所以我感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
因为我们今天神的儿女，我们真是每天生活里面，我们也可以见证神的怜悯，见证神的恩典。
Because today we too, as God's children, we can testify daily to His mercy and grace.
那我们再回到这首诗篇的题目。
So let's go back to the theme of the psalm.
这个标题上面有讲说，可拉后裔的训诲诗。又是爱慕歌。
In the title, it mentions that this is a song of love.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看见说，可拉后裔不仅被主得着。
So we see that the sons of Korah were not only gained by the Lord.
我们觉得他们真是大大的被主得着。
We see that they were greatly gained.
因为我们看见说，他们在向神，向他们的王唱起了情歌。
Because we see here that they are singing songs to their king, songs of love.
因为他们对神，对他们的王，实在是有一个很大的爱慕。
Because to God, to their king, they truly had this deep love.
那我们看到，刚刚我们读过45篇的第一节。
We just read, Psalm 44, chapter 1.
我们来看看可拉的后裔怎么样来爱他们的神，爱他们的王。
So let's see the manner in which the sons of Korah love their king and God.
当然我们也知道他们的神他们的王也是我们的神我们的王。
Keeping in mind that their king and God is also our king and God.
所以我们愿意从他们的爱里面真是带给我们一些激励让我们也愿意来爱神。
So we want to be encouraged by their expression of love that we too might, love God more.
所以45篇第一节讲到说我心里涌出美词。
So, verse 1 begins, my heart overflows with a goodly matter.
涌出。
Overflows.
这是非常好的描述。
What a great way to express it.
因为他们对神的爱是何等的丰盛。
Because we see just how abundant their love for God is.
他们可以涌出美词。
That they can be overflowing with good words.
因为我们的神是良善的神。
Because our God is a good God.
所以对他说唱情歌的时候我们用的词也都是美词。
And so when we are writing psalms to him, we ought to use beautiful words.
那我们看见说，他接下来说，可拉后裔说，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。
Continues, I speak the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
我们看见说，可拉后裔他们向着神的爱，不仅只是挂在嘴上而已。
And so we see that the love that the Korahites had. For God did not stop just at their lips.
是让他们也为神为他们的王做了许多事情。
But they've also done many things for their king and God.
因为他说我的舌头是快手笔。
Because it says my tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
那换句话说他们的舌头就是他们讲述为神做的事情他们可以讲得很快而且呢像写下来一样。
And it means that when they are speaking of what they have done for God, they can speak very quickly, almost as if they were writing it.
因为我们知道有时候我们讲话很快可能讲的话就不是很准确。
You know, sometimes that when we speak too quickly, we may speak not accurately.
但在这里可拉后裔说我可以讲得很快而且讲的就像写下来的一样。
But here, the sons of Korah say, I can speak quickly and I can, do so as accurately as if I were writing.
就是他们这些话没有是废话的。
No wasted words.
因为他们要写下来。
Because they have to write it down.
所以感谢神哈，我们对神的爱，事实上，神的爱激励我们的时候，我们会有一些行动的。
And so thank the Lord that when we experience the love of God, then it will inspire us to action.
所以我们不是只是说嘴唇来敬拜神。
So we are not only worshiping him with our mouths.
所以我们在我们的行动上，我们都可以来表现，显出我们为神所做的事。
But also through our actions, we can express our love for him.
好，我们再来看45篇第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
他想说，你比世人更美。
You are the most handsome of the sons of mankind.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主耶稣基督的荣美事实上是超乎万有的。
The beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ, surpasses all.
所以当我们爱神的时候，我们首先应该有个看见，就是我们看到我们的主，我们的神，他比一切都美。
So, as lovers of God, we ought to appreciate how much more beautiful our Lord Jesus is than anything else.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他已经爱了我们。
He has already loved us.
所以当我们向他回报他的爱，他向着我们的爱的时候。
And so when we look to reciprocate his love.
所以我们第一点应该就要有这种感觉，有种看见，就是主耶稣实在是最荣美的那一位。
We first have to have this, ought to have this impression that our Lord is the most beautiful.
所以可拉后裔在这里就看到这一点。
And the sons of Korah saw this.
他说你比世人更美。
As they wrote, you are the most handsome of the sons of mankind.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以当我们每次我们弟兄姐妹我们一同聚在主面前的时候
So whenever we as brothers and sisters gather before the Lord
或是我们个人在主面前亲近主的时候
Or maybe when we are before the Lord alone
我们应该一直有这样的在里我们心里面有一直有这样的感觉
No matter what, we ought to have the same feeling
就是要尊主为大
That we ought to consider God as great
因为他实在是超乎万有之上
Because he is truly above all
然后在这里可拉后又说又说明下一句是说在你嘴里满有恩惠。
Also it says in verse 2, grace is poured upon your lips.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
主耶稣基督道成肉身他的确是充充满满有恩典有真理。
That our Lord Jesus Christ as the word become flesh is full of grace and truth.
因为我们实在是靠着神的恩典在神面前生活。
Because it's truly only by His grace that we live before God.
而我们的主的确是乐意施恩的主。
And our God is one who gladly gives us, sheds grace upon us.
所以感谢神，神也真是立我们的主为主为基督。
So we thank our God for how He has given us Christ.
这里后来就讲45篇第二节，最后就讲到说，所以神赐福给你直到永远。
And the last portion of verse 2, therefore God has blessed you forever.
所以神要祝福主耶稣基督是直到永远永远。
So God wishes to bless Jesus, to eternity.
而我们今天知道我们弟兄姐妹我们是基督的身体。
And we know that as the church, we are the body of Christ.
所以神的心意就是要祝福教会也是直到永远永远。
So the will of God is also to bless the church into eternity.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
我们知道我们现在还是算是处在疫情当中。
You know that today we are still in the midst of the pandemic.
也许我们在生活中也会每天都经历很多不同的事情。
And every day in our lives we meet many different circumstances.
但是我们应当在灵里深处有这样一个看见。
But within our spirits we ought to have this vision.
这些事情都会过去。
All these things will pass.
但有一件事情是一定会发生的。
One thing is for certain.
就是我们主耶稣基督有一天要回来。
That our Lord Jesus will return.
所以我们真是今天感谢主今天早上借着这些分享。
So we thank the Lord that through our sharing this morning,
我们看见可拉后裔实在是给了我们一个很好的榜样。
We see the great example, that is held up to us by the sons of Korah.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
只要我们还有气息的时候。
As long as we still have breath.
我们就要来真是在我们的心思里面说主啊我愿意爱你
that within ourselves in our minds we have this conviction to love the Lord
我们弟兄姐妹我们可以彼此鼓励
let's encourage one another
我们彼此代祷
and pray for one another
让我们在这地上生活的时候
that in our lives here
我们一直有这样的感觉
we ought to have preserved this feeling
我们要爱主更多
we want to love the Lord more
因为我们对主的爱永远不可能达到完全
Because our love for the Lord will never be perfect.
所以我们要每天说主啊，我愿意爱你更多。
So every day we ought to say to the Lord, Lord, I want to love you more.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, I truly thank you.
因为是你先爱了我们。
Because you loved us first.
你也用你的行动来见证了你的爱。
And you have shown us your love through by your actions.
因为当我们还做罪人的时候。
For while we were yet sinners.
你就为我们死在十字架上。
You died for us on the cross.
主啊，你实在是深爱我们。
You loved us so deeply.
你真是为了我们担负一切的罪。
You've truly borne all of our sins.
我们为这个要感谢你。
For this we thank you.
我们也祷告。
And we pray.
你的爱继续激励我们。
That your love would continue to encourage us.
你今天早上借着我们弟兄们的交通。
And this morning through the sharings of our brothers.
愿这些话继续存记在所有弟兄姊妹心里。
Pray that this word would remain in the hearts of the brothers and sisters.
我们可以一起来默想。
That we would consider it together.
我们也可以用这些话语来矫正我们的行动。
And that we would use these words to correct our course.
主啊，我们真是愿到了末了。
We have truly reached the end of times.
我们可以说我们已经跑进我们当跑的路。
And we have reached the end of the race.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿主继续用你的爱来激励我们。
Would you continue to use your love to encourage us?
用你的圣灵来带领我们。
And use your Holy Spirit to lead us.
我们要再把荣耀的名来献给你。
I want to give you all the glory and honor.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
垂听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' overcoming name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们接下来有几件事情我们报告一下。
So we have some announcements.
好，我们仍然是请弟兄姊妹，如果方便的话可以上网到我们会所的网站。
If it's convenient for you, you can go to our website to see all of the announcements.
那里面有很比较许多详细的资讯。
We go into more detail there.
我们现在的各样的聚会仍然在线上举行。
So we are still holding all of our meetings virtually.
周二我们有祷告聚会。
We have our Tuesday night prayer meeting.
周五读经聚会。
Our Friday night Bible study.
周六的东南区的读经聚会。
And the Southeast District Bible study on Saturdays.
还有我们主日的聚会。
And our Sunday meeting.
好，在主日的时候，我们也继续鼓励弟兄姐妹可以在家或是和弟兄姐妹在线上一起来擘饼，来纪念我们的神。
We continue to encourage brothers and sisters to remember the Lord in breaking of bread before the message reading.
我们主日线上的聚会是10:50开始。
Our virtual meeting on Sundays begins at 10:50.
我们请弟兄姊妹真是能够把这段时间分别出来。
We hope that all brothers and sisters can set this time aside.
我们下个主日由孙弟兄来交通。
Next week, our brother Godwin's son will be sharing.
孙家荣弟兄翻译。
With our brother Ben's son interpreting.
我们也请弟兄姐妹继续为这些聚会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for these meetings.
也彼此代祷。
And for one another as well.
让我们都能够有听主话语的有敞开的心来听主的话语。
That we would have open hearts to hear the word of God.
儿童的聚会在周五和主日仍然照常，都是线上。
The children's meetings are being held as normal on Fridays and Sundays virtually.
要来的礼拜六就是6月26号。
This coming Saturday, so the 26th.
我们有一个线上的福音聚会。
We'll be having a virtual gospel meeting.
是王学姊妹做见证。
Sisters Xue Wang will be sharing her testimony.
杨信远弟兄传福音。
And Brother Xin Yuan Yang will be preaching the gospel.
我们请弟兄姊妹可以邀请你认识的人到网上来线上一起来聚集。
We ask brothers and sisters to invite their friends to the gospel meeting.
上网的详细的资讯都在我们会所的网站上。
The meeting details are on the church website.
请弟兄姐妹可以去看。
Please go take a look.
我们请弟兄姊妹继续为着我们能够恢复实体聚会来祷告。
Let's continue praying for when we will resume our gathering.
为着所有弟兄姊妹在这件服事上的预备，我们继续祷告在主的面前。
That we would place all of the related services before the Lord in prayer.
若主许可，或者有疫情也受到相当控制，我们是打算在七月开始。
Lord willing, and depending on the condition of the pandemic, we want to begin in-person meeting in July.
我们请弟兄姊妹继续为这个预备和这个开放我们来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, please continue praying for the preparation here.
我们也请弟兄姊妹为了今年的西岸特会来祷告。
Please also keep this year's WCCC in your prayers.
特别是有许多拜祷的事项在我们聚会的网站都有。
And there are some specific prayer requests on our church website.
请姐妹去看的时候在祷告中来纪念。
Please go take a look and remember them in your prayers.
好，那我们就今天的报告就停在这里。
We'll conclude our announcements here.
我们今天早晨聚会也停在这里。
And we'll conclude our meeting.
好，愿主祝福。
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.